Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great tonight. Tonight is going to be part three, Are We Living in the End? Now, I'm doing this, so I'm not trying to make it a religious point of view, but I'm trying to let people know what the Bible actually says about the end of time. I've tried to mention this in the last two episodes about Are We Living in the End? It's not about religion. It is about knowing the truth. So you do not fall victim of scams when people are saying God has told them it's the end. Now, I do believe we're living in the end times, but I do not believe it's going to end tomorrow or next year. If that makes sense to you, for an example. And I've said that in one of the two episodes, or if not both. Now, I'm wanting you guys to know there is more to the end of the world in the Bible than what you really have been taught in church. And some of you have been taught that you don't really have to study the Bible out if you're a Christian. That's why you have Sunday school teachers and preachers. But you must read it for yourself as well, because they can be wrong. They're humans, just like you and I are. Now, before I go on further into the podcast, I want you guys to know I did write my book. It is out on Barnes & Noble. You can order it on Nook. And it sells for $6.50. It's called Fibromyalgia and How It Affected My Life. So it's out there online. Soon, hopefully here shortly, I will have it in book form. No promises. But I'm hoping to get it into a book form so it could be on the shelves. I really hope you guys will enjoy it. And leave a review. Now, it's more of an autobiography. I have done a lot of editing to this book. So, there's a lot. It is short. Let me put it this way. It's only got four chapters in it. Very short book, but I try to make the point to where you guys would know what it's like to live with fibromyalgia and chronic pain, or someone you may know that suffers with this. So go to Barnes & Noble, check it out on Nook. Fibromyalgia and How It Affected My Life is the title. And the first letters of Fibromyalgia and How It Affected My Life are capitalized, if that matters when you type it into the search bar. So, before I go on further, I'm going to take this short pause here. And let's get started when I come back after this little short break. Thank you. So, welcome back from that short little break. Okay, folks. Now, let's get started. Are we living in the end? Now, guys, I'm sorry about my last episode last week. I went back and I listened to what I had said in the last podcast. I was not too happy with it myself. And that's the part two of Are We Living in the End? I have been going through a lot of stuff right now in my life. And I've been under the weather at the same time with this. And so much has been happening in the last month. But I can't say that I am not surprised that things have turned out like it has in my life in this past month, because God has sent three people to me, and they all said the same thing. So when it actually happened, I had some worries going on. I was worried. Sorry, I'm getting my words mixed up here. I was worried, and I had a lot of stress going on during this, but I was thinking everything that happened to the T was told to me it would happen. Now, the only thing is trusting in God and waiting patiently upon Him to make the other move, and He knows all about it. So, I mean, I was warned of this situation. And there's nothing I can do. And it's for the best. And these people that told me this, they didn't know each other. It was three different people. One was a best friend of mine. Another one was an acquaintance. And then the other one was an acquaintance. And they all three told the same thing, but not knowing the same, that not knowing each other personally, what I'm trying to say. Sorry. But when I was listening back to that podcast, I could tell my thoughts were not there. But I needed to do a podcast since it had been a month before I did one. And that's why you didn't hear from me through the month of July. I was going through so much. But now I'm trying to get back into this. This is something I love to do, and my YouTube channel. And I love writing. So, as you know, in the beginning of this podcast, I spoke about my book as well on Barnes & Noble. So, maybe tonight will be a lot smoother for me. Maybe my mind won't wander off under a lot of stress and pressure. So, here goes. This is coming out of Luke 21, verse 11. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall be there from heaven. And then Luke 21:10, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. So I'm going to stop just with these two right here. Okay, we see now there are earthquakes happening. We see in some countries there are famines. We see that there are pestilence. And then the fearful sights and great signs. So, I'm going to look at fearful sights as people saying that they're seeing things in the sky. Like they are seeing angels, they are seeing like two suns or two moons in the sky, for an example. And you know, you can find all of this on YouTube. And you can find it on just not only YouTube, but several social media apps. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. But we still can't fret when these things are happening. And just because this is going on does not mean that the world's going to end today, tomorrow, a year from now, or even 5 years from now. It's knowing what the scripture really says, because remember, Jesus even said too, that you shall see these signs, and not to fret, for the end is still not yet. It's the beginning of sorrow. So I believe personally that we are in the beginning of sorrow. For we shall see all these things, earthquakes in various places. We shall see volcanoes erupt in various places. But the end is still not yet. It's the beginning of sorrow. Now, we're seeing in today's time, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. We see this a little bit in the local media and the big major news network about how nations are trying to rise up against nation. And there seems to be a lot of talk about America wants to go to war with North Korea, for an example. Or North Korea wants to go to war with China. And see, all these nations are trying to go together and rise up. Now, it seems to be, I saw in the news, I believe it was yesterday I was reading, that China wants to hurt America for the way America has treated them. And this is something I was reading on one of the social media apps through the news website. And so, if China is wanting to attack America, and North Korea wants to come at America, for an example, that's where your nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. But right now, all we're seeing is a lot of talk, but we're not seeing the action yet. And when the action is taking place and there is war against nations against nations, then you might want to start rethinking, oh, we better look out into the sky. It's time. It's coming. I know a lot of people's taking the protest that's going on today, this virus that's happening today, that the rapture is around the corner. But is the rapture really around the corner? After you have listened to my podcast of what I've actually read about how scripture speaks on the end of time, do you think that the rapture is still around the corner? Even after I just said you will see a lot of these signs, especially like earthquakes and volcanoes erupting. But Jesus said not to fret. The end is still not yet. Some of the famine that's going on in the world today could be stopped by us all in this world, working as one body, working together, and going and helping those who are hungry, who needs to be clothed, and those who need water to drink because they are thirsty. We are to be that one body to help feed everybody, and to clothe, and give them water to drink. We're not to cut anybody down from whatever nation and turn them away before. That's not what Jesus said in scripture at all. For this is how he tells who really is saved. I believe we're going through a cleansing in this world with this virus. And especially right here in America with this protest. I do believe here in this nation, this is a cleansing for America now. To turn around and get right. Like it should be. To quit going into the past so much, but to go into the future. So, look at the scriptures more and read it for yourself and understand where this is coming from. I'm going to stop right here, take another short little break, and then I'll come back and read you the last two scriptures. And we'll discuss this more. Okay, I'm back again. All right, folks. Let's get these last two scriptures out of the way here. And remember, I'm reading this from Luke 21. And the verses from Luke 21 are 11, 10, 12, and 16. I got 10 and 11 flip backwards, and I meant to read 10 first, but it's nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So, you know. But anyways, the next two is going to be verse 12 and verse 16. So, here we go. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Now, that last scripture I just read to you, we all know someone who can relate to this scripture pretty well. Now, this does seem to be the end of the time signs we're living in now, where parents are against their children, the children are against their parents in so many ways. But now, sometimes children are having to deal with parents that have mental illnesses that brings a lot of drama up on them their whole life because they can't get their parents to understand where they are coming from or what they have actually learned in school because the parents don't understand the teachings in the school systems anymore. But sometimes a parent may have a child with mental problems, which can bring a lot of turmoil between the two. And it can bring a lot of hardship as well. And there's that friction. But then a lot of people has friends that will betray you. Friends are just come and go. Friends got their own opinions about things. Sometimes friends want to take sides. But this should be another scripture that should scare you about betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. Because they can have you put to death. And then the first scripture I read, you know, it is saying that but before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you and present you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings, rulers for my name's sake. Now, this one has not happened as of yet. Now, in past, people did get killed for trying to be Christians and stuff. But right now, this has not came. Now, this scripture may come pretty soon. But now, when I say pretty soon, I don't know. And it could be 20 years from now. It could even be another 100 years after we're all dead and gone. But I believe that we all will somehow or another go through a cleansing. And if you remember, I did a podcast, Are We Living in the End, Part 1, about how God flooded the earth due to violence, the corruption of violence. And I made that point in Part 1, which I got a dislike from somebody. I don't know who, but whoever listened to it did not like how I presented Part 1. But that's fine. I mean, to each is their own. You're not always going to agree with what I have to say. But I read the scripture from the Bible. But yes, I put my own opinion. And maybe I got the dislike from where I put my own opinion in way I'm interpreting scriptures. And we're all not going to interpret scriptures, right? Now, you could come in behind me and do the exact same thing I'm doing in your podcast or your YouTube channels. And I may not like how you brought it out in your opinion, and I may hit the dislike on you. But it's nothing to not be friends over. We both have our own opinions. But whoever left the dislike did not leave a rude comment or didn't even leave a comment at all. They just didn't like what was said. So I don't know what they really didn't like, what I read from the Bible, or what I said. But it's okay. And I'm using this as an example because, you know, you can be betrayed by your friends. You can be betrayed by your parents. You can be your kinsfolk will do all kinds of harm to you. And I do believe, like I said, Luke 21:16, we are living in that time frame where kinfolks are doing harm to their own loved ones. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. But if you do it to your friends, why wouldn't you do it to your kinfolks? Why would you? It's going to come a time that when the mark of the beast gets here, I believe that's when you will be brought up before the synagogues and they will lay hands on you and persecute you and throw you in prison for Christ's sake. But we could see this before the Antichrist comes. We could see this before the mark of the beast even gets here. We could go before the synagogues. Our government could tell us we cannot worship Christ anymore. And we cannot worship Him or the Father or the Holy Spirit at all anymore whatsoever. Or we will be taken into the synagogues, allow them to lay their hands on us, which means probably being beat. Getting whipped like they did Jesus back in those times. And then just throwing us into prison like we're some hardcore criminal. And with today's technology and today's modern times that we are in, depending on when this comes about, I imagine they will have our picture in the news all over the front page newspaper, all over the local media, all over all major news network, and all over social media to make you look like some type of hardcore criminal, to make you look so low down. And when they bring you into the court, there will be prosecutors. There will be the jury. And these people are not going to be Christian people. It will be the same as our court system today, but these people are going to be unrighteous. And they're not going to have a heart. They're not going to have a merciful thinking. It's going to be, if you don't believe the way they believe and don't believe that Christ does not exist, they're going to persecute you and say burn you at the stake like they did witches back in days of old. So that's something to think about with that one scripture. How this could be when that time comes. Everybody talks about one world religion, that it's on its way and that it's here. But when that time comes, this scripture I'm just reading could be this. If you don't do this one world religion, which is going to be the Antichrist. People think they have it all figured out, but they do not. Some people think they already know what the one world religion is, but none of us will know unless we live in that time frame. And I don't think it's going to be any religion that we think of as of today. I believe it's going to be an Antichrist religion where there's no such thing as God, that He never existed and never will exist. And this is how it's going to be in that time frame. So that's when you will be brought up before the synagogues. Just watch out during this time. But right now, I don't think the rapture is going to be taking place yet. I'm not saying it's not. I just don't think it is. We're getting prepared for it to come in years. But we still got a lot more stuff to go through. I just, like I said, I believe we're in the beginning of sorrow. And we just got to go through the sorrow times. And it's going to get worse as time goes by. Do you not think we're in a cleansing, like Sodom and Gomorrah was cleansed, and with the fire and brimstone, how He just destroyed that one city? And do you not think in the days of Noah, when God destroyed it with the flood, that he saved Noah and his family? And anybody could got into the ark and been saved, and God would have kept them safe. Do you not think this virus could be a way of cleansing up the earth again to get rid of all the corruption? And God said He will reign on the just and the unjust. So even if you're just, you're going to catch this virus and you're going to die of the virus if you can't fight it off. You may be fighting for your life. Some people can survive it. Some cannot. But the point is, either way, if you catch the virus and die, I believe it's a way of God cleaning up the earth to get rid of the corruption, raining on the just and the unjust. It's a cleansing. And all this protest that's going on, it will be cleansed soon too. I believe we're making a new history in life. And those who are left that survived all of this, we will move on forward. And we will move forward in life and knowing God came through and made a total new generation, made a new history. That's all I have for you today, folks. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. Don't forget, I am getting ready for season 2 come September. I'm working on it still right now. Hopefully, I'll know more when season two comes in September. How long it will take to do the teaching there that I'm going to teach. So, let's just stick together and don't give up on me, please. If you'd like to support this podcast, look for the support button and follow the link and allow the link to guide you in what you need to do. And all support is appreciated. Thank you so much if you are able to support this podcast financially. Thank you so much. If not, that's okay. I understand. Don't forget to go to Barnes & Noble's, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, and check out fibromyalgia and how it affected my life. You can order it on Nuke and read it from there. So, thank you so much for listening. And check out my YouTube channel at Abe's Front Porch Talk, ABE'S Front Porch Talk on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Please share and thank you.